And thank you, Picker. I like hearing that song first thing here on Sunday morning. And good morning to all you listeners out there. My name is R.T. Lowe, and you're listening to For Your Information here on KTHT 97.1, your Country Legends, Houston, Cleveland. For Your Information is a public affairs program, and we try to have someone that's involved in the greater Cleveland area, things that they're doing, and talk about what they're doing. And I think I have a great guest here for the last day of the year. You know, tomorrow will be a new year, and we're going to start this out with a guest that is going to be making Cleveland better, we hope. Her name is Amanda De Rosario. Did I say that right, Amanda?
That's just perfect.
All right. She's the vice president with McKinley Development Company Incorporated. Now, y'all are located actually over in the Willis area, right?
We are. Our corporate office is out here.
I tell you what, it's good to have you on the program. Appreciate you taking the time and being on. You mind telling us a little bit about yourself to start things out?
Yes. I'm actually the vice president of the Home Builders, and I'm really excited to start this new venture out in Cleveland, being a part of McKinley Development Company. I'm a part of both the development company and the home builders. McKinley Development Company is starting their new projects out in Cleveland, and we're starting off with the industrial park, which is off of 105, and on the west side of 105. And on the east side, we have our community, which is going to be called Grand Oaks Reserve.
Grand Oaks Reserve.
It's a multi-use community with commercial area, apartments, condos, golf course, clubhouse, single-family homes. There's a lot of action out there.
It sounds like. Are you from East Texas?
I am not. I'm learning a lot about it, though.
I guess you got a bad introduction with the hurricane that came through here.
That was a learning experience for us. It was a very unfortunate event, but it also highlighted a lot of the Cleveland area, one, with our development, and two, getting to know the community, which they're just great folks out there, and it was just amazing how they all pulled through to help each other. But as far as our development, that really showed us some areas that where we could have probably done better. So had our homes been up, we were able to see some areas where we could have done some improvement, and we certainly are.
I hadn't thought of that. That's a very nice silver lining to an ugly cloud. That you got some rain in there, and it told you where your low areas are, and where in an extreme flood you might have problems, huh?
Exactly. So that kind of set us back just a little bit,
yes.
Because we are we're correcting and making sure that, you know, our future homes out there, they're going to do, hopefully they won't have to prove themselves, but in a situation, if something like that were to ever happen again, our community would be able to handle it very well.
Well, that's very good. I'm glad that you pulled out a positive from that. Let me start first on the west side of town. Now, exactly what is that going to be? And it's already pretty well getting built, isn't it?
That's pretty exciting. What we have out there is an industrial park, and we're calling it Cleveland West. And we're really excited about it because we're hoping that it'll help grow some of the business out there. And we're going to have some structures out there that are going to be about the size of an acre. And of course, anyone else who decides they would like a larger structure, we're able to do that.
That's a big
build. We're able
to
accommodate any business that would like to build out there. But what it is an industrial park. What we're seeing with today's new technology, with all of the movement with online buying, and it just seems that a lot more businesses could use more space. more inventory space for their product. So the industrial park is one of those pieces that can help businesses that are on the rise with online sales. It's one. It's not exclusive to that, but it certainly helps.
I had talked to the city manager, and she said that y'all have already had a number of people that have shown interest in it, right?
We do, and we're working with a few, and we're just excited that what we expected is coming to fruition. So that's something certainly we're liking to see the interest that we're getting on it.
That's actually located just on the other side of the Trinity River from the freeway, right?
Exactly. Right past the 59 overpass on 105 going west.
All right. So, folks, you're going to start, hopefully, we'll be seeing more traffic and building up out there. Plus, you have that bypass that should help over in that area, too, with the traffic, right?
That is correct. That is correct.
And we're speaking to Amanda De Rosario. You and I were talking before we went on the air, and it's really a nice name because you're saying the Rose River, right, or the River Rose?
Well, if you sound it out, it would be Rosa, which means rose, and then Rio, which means river. So if you put it together, it's Rosa Rio or Rosario. Rosario is normally how it's said, which in Spanish it means rosary.
Okay. For those that aren't familiar with what we're talking about on the east side of town, now this is also on 321-105, right?
Yes.
And this is our Washington Avenue, Houston Avenue.
Houston Avenue.
As it goes out that way. I get my presidents mixed up. Both of them were first presidents. One was the first president of Texas. The other one was the first president of the United States. So I got to make sure I get them going the right direction. Houston Street, and that's about, I guess it's about 2 miles from the high school over there, right?
About 2 miles from where, I'm sorry?
From where the high school is.
Yes. And we're very close to the high school.
Okay. And would you mind going over again what all that is going to be out there? Because this is something that's going to be really great for the community, I think.
We hope so. We've received a lot of really good positive response from local folks, so we're pretty excited about that. We have a commercial area, so we're hoping to bring some more shops and businesses out there, and we're going to have an apartment. We're going to have some apartments out there, condos, single-family homes. Mm. I'm going to have several tiers of single-family homes. And we're going to have a clubhouse with a banquet hall and conference rooms, a restaurant, and a fitness center, a golf course, basketball courts, tennis courts, a gazebo. There's going to be a custom home section. It's quite a bit.
That's going to be a great benefit for the Cleveland area and for the folks in Cleveland. When you're talking about that, how big an area is this?
It's 615 acres.
Wow. So that's going to be a lot of folks moving out there. And in addition, you said you have custom home areas. What price ranges are you expecting in the custom home area?
We're looking at somewhere in the high fours and on up.
And so you're going to have a complete community out there, right?
Yes.
Nine-hole golf course, is that what you said?
I'm sorry?
Did a nine-hole golf course? Is that what you said?
A nine-hole golf course, and we're also going to have a par three course.
Oh, okay. And those par threes, a lot of people have gone to that because you don't have all day to go out and golf anymore.
So that's what I'm told. I'm learning about golf as we speak.
Okay.
No, I'm still learning a little bit more about the golf course. I know that they're beautiful, and I know that they add a lot of beauty to the community. But I'm learning. I can't wait to learn how to play on our golf course.
There you go. On the job experience with the golf in there.
Exactly.
Maybe as you're going through the new home sections, getting people moved in, you can go run over and play that three-hole course real fast.
I'm certain I can. I have a lot of folks that are willing to show me how.
So. I bet you do.
Especially here in the office.
Now, when you're talking about the growth in that area, you were talking and you're going to have shopping centers and stuff like that as well?
Yes, we're going to have a commercial area in the entryway. So there at the entryway off of 321, that's where our commercial area will be located.
Okay, so that'll be towards the front of the subdivision area. And then apartment projects, buildings, and townhomes would be after that?
Yes. As you drive in, there'll be a grand entryway, and the commercial area will be towards the front. And you'll see the single-family homes, and the apartments will probably be, as I'm trying to describe the community, they'll be towards behind the commercial area. And a little bit deeper in, you'll find the clubhouse, and the condominiums will be close to the clubhouse.
Oh, okay. And then
We also have a lot of renditions and images of the community and some of the homes and some of the whole development where you can see it at City Hall.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, folks, if you'd like to get a better idea than what we can describe on the radio, you can go by the City Hall, which located off of Peach Street, or Peach Avenue, I think, and Houston Street. Are they located towards the front of the building there? Is that where y'all have them?
Yes, right in the lobby area.
Oh, okay.
of the City Hall there in Cleveland.
So you can go in and take a look at it. What's the time frame look like on this out there? When do you hope? I know the storm, it set everybody back, but what is the timetable approximately right now?
It did set us back a bit. We're trying to narrow it down to a better date, but we're just trying to move along the fastest we can. And I think we're certainly going to see some movement by the summer. So by the summertime, we should see some more construction. We'll probably see some of the homes start being built. Probably the first thing that you'll see, anything that will look like a home, will be our model park. So that will probably get started around the summer.
Oh, okay. And when you get people that start coming in there, I've never been involved in any way, shape, or form setting up these pre-planned subdivisions. Do you go out and talk to the business people, like I guess you're going to have maybe a gas station with a convenience store area and some kind of a mall type thing. Do you talk to them first before you start building? Do you kind of build to their needs, or how do y'all go about doing all that?
Normally what developers do is they do a market study. So they they do an evaluation of what's needed around the community, and that certainly helps with the planning.
Yeah.
And I certainly have done my I went and got an oil change the other day, and I started talking to everyone in the waiting room. So I try to get as much input from everyone around me. I like having that original information from the folks around there, and it's amazing what you learn talking to them. So I hope that we'll be able to satisfy a lot of the things that some people have asked for, and so that's one of the goals that we have.
I know
make it as welcoming as possible to families, and create a community that everyone feels comfortable with.
I'm sure you've had a number of requests for different types of restaurants already, huh?
Certainly. We've gotten Starbucks is the number one thing that a lot of folks in Cleveland are asking for.
Yes. Yeah.
So
that is very much.
If Starbucks is listening.
You got a place here, Starbucks.
So that's one thing. Another thing we heard was a lot of the families would like a place for their kids, you know, so I don't know if we could put a main event out there, but that was the second one that a lot of people had asked about. So something like a Chuck E. Cheese or a main event to take their kids.
Right.
So that was one that I heard a lot.
Do you have, I hate to try to pin you down on numbers or anything, but how many apartments, how many home spaces do you have, you think you're going to have available? Do you have any of that kind of information available?
On the apartments.
While she's looking there real quick, I'll tell you that we're speaking to Amanda De Rosario. How about that? And she's a vice president in home building with McKinley Development Company Incorporated, and they are constructing a new subdivision, a nice upscale subdivision on the east side of Cleveland on 321-105, and also a business park over on the west side on 105. So I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I thought that'd be a good time to get that in there.
Oh, no, not at all. Not at all. And, of course, what we have right now is estimates, especially with the condos and the apartments, because those are some that we're still kind of working on how they're actually going to look and how many units we're going to put on there. But as of right now, we have an estimated about 250 condos, units, and apartments, we have about, on average, about 450. But these are numbers that we're still working on.
Well, both of those will be, I think, well-received here in Cleveland.
I believe so. I believe so. I hope that we get a lot of interest on them.
Now, as far as the homes, how many do you think you're going to have built out there? Or how many area lots do you think you're going to have?
And once again, these are estimated numbers because we're still in the process of designing some of the sections. So, but we're looking at about 1,600.
Wow. And I would imagine if people... When can people start talking to you about that? Because, once again, I'll explain, folks, I know absolutely nothing about developments and how they're put together. But I would think if somebody was wanting to get in early, they could buy a couple of lots. Or maybe if you got some ideas where they're going to be, they could. Some of the folks could get in early to get their pick of things. Is that right? Or am I totally mistaken on how things work?
Oh, no, that's pretty much how that works. We're looking at, we're probably going to start pre-selling around the spring, late spring. And once again, all of this can change if we move a lot faster. We'd like to move as fast as possible, but we're looking at the late spring that's our pre-selling. And we'll have a setup out there where people can come in and talk to our sales counselors and discuss options for them. So we're hoping around the late spring.
Okay, that is a nice early start. I was expecting it to be a little bit later than that before you got things going. As you said, and everybody around here understands that after Harvey, everything got kind of pushed back. And as you said, you learned a lot, but also Harvey did some strange damage that I've lived here all my life, and I've never seen water carve out new channels. And that's exactly what happened in a lot of places. I would have guessed that would have thrown y'all a lot further behind than it did, and that's good, I guess.
Well, we have a great group of engineers working with us. We have L-Square that has done a phenomenal job making sure that we're on the right track. And so they moved immediately on it, and that's where we're at with our plan to try to move and correct areas.
One of the things that kind of in that area also is the New City Park, and so that ought to be useful to the people that are going to be moving into the community.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear the last thing.
The New City Park is over in the area where you're putting in the subdivision, and that ought also be useful to the people in your community, something else that they can have in their general area.
Yes, and that's also going to be a great benefit for the folks that move out to Grand Oaks Reserve. There's just, I wish I could include it in our amenities too.
Well, it's right there, not very far away. Also, I talked to the people at the city, and they're planning extensive work with maybe a new water well and all sorts of things to help with the services out there, make sure everybody has proper city services, good water pressure and all that. So everybody's working together on this to get it done right.
The city of Cleveland has been absolutely excellent, and that's something that I personally have noticed. They're just very helpful and have been a great support in us trying to move out there. So you could see the beauty of the folks out there, and they genuinely care about everyone out there. So they certainly have been on top of everything with us.
Well, that's good to hear. Good to know everybody's working together to get things accomplished. One of the other things, and I know we need to close it out pretty soon, but one of the other things I think people might be interested in is a way to contact you, even whether it's out at the new subdivision. And what's the name of it one more time?
Grand Oaks Reserve.
Grand Oaks Reserve. Out there for that or at the industrial park, how could people get a hold of you, or do you have a website, or how can people contact and learn more about this?
We are we're in the process of getting our website together. We should have one by late January. What we have is we're going to have animated videos of the community, so they're going to see what it's going to look like. And I was just extremely impressed with this. I don't know if I'm just not up to date with all the technology today regarding these animated videos, but we have some great videos that were provided by our architects and Mark Todd's office, and they did an excellent job of giving us a vision of what it's going to look like. And we'll have those on our website. When those websites are up, it's going to be under grandoaksreserve.com.
Okay. So that'll be one way. Is there, should they be able to call you if they're interested in talking to you now or not?
They can. Most certainly can. They could call us at 936-588-9030.
Okay. So, folks, if you want to get a hold of them, that's a good number to call. Try, give it to me one more time.
936-588-9030.
And I would be surprised if you got many calls on it, because people are going to want to see things, and it'll be good to have that website up so people can get a look. And also, if you really want to go get an idea, you can go to City Hall. It's right there in the foyer. So you go in and take a look at one of the different mock or setups that they have. I think it is going to be a great addition to the Cleveland area. And Amanda, we appreciate you taking the time to be on the program. I think we've informed the people about a new change coming to Cleveland. It'll be a really nice upscale subdivision.
Once again, we're really excited. I'm new to the area, and every time I go to a meeting out there in Cleveland, everyone's just so nice, and it's a really great reflection of the community out there. So we're really happy to be there. Cleveland will become one of the lands. We call it Sure Land, Pear Land, Woodland, so now it's going to be Cleveland.
It's growing. We don't have much choice one way or the other, and it's sure nice to have nice people like y'all and professionals come out and help us get it done in the proper manner.
Thank you.
And
thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you for being on. Folks, my name is R.T. Lowe, and I host For Your Information here on Cox Radio. Now, I need you to get out a piece of paper and a pencil, something to write with. You see, we do this program to help keep people in the community in this part of Texas apprised of events going on. But I need your help with this. If you're having an event, no, not a sale or some money-making idea, if you want to advertise, we have a great advertising department here at Cox Radio. Just contact them, Cox Radio in Houston. But this is for nonprofit events, something of interest to the community, and I'd like to help share that information. Only way I can do that is if you send that to me. It should include who is staging or holding this event, what the event is, why. Make sure to tell the folks why they should come, when. They need to know when the event is. Where is the event going to take place? How? Don't forget contact information. If your organization has a website or email, put that down. Or a phone number. It's who, what, why, when, where, and how. Those are the basics of every public announcement. Here's where that pen and paper I was telling you about come in handy. Send the information to r.t.lowe@cox.com. So that's r.t.lowe@cox.com. Okay, thanks for tuning in, and pick her key up at Flat Top and take us on home.